Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
Sunny 101.5, your Christmas music station. Jack, Steve, and Tracy show back on the air. Marco in for Jack. He is on vacation. Tracy and Steve are standing by. Good morning, guys.
Woohoo. Good morning.
No, I can't hear you, Marco.
Morning.
Are you hearing me now?
I'm hearing you. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you, Tracy, but not Marco.
Good morning.
Okay, how about me?
I hear you.
There we go. How about me now?
Oh, yeah. Now I got you.
Okay.
I got you now.
That's what happens, I guess, when one leaves the studio and forgets to hit a button before we come back in this morning. But we got a lot of fun planned for you guys today. Chick flicks.
Absolutely.
I make my debut, too. My understanding is I have a part in it that will draw attention, to say the least.
Yeah, no, they always do.
You'll never feel
the same after it, I'll tell you that.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Plus, a whole lot more coming your way this morning. Chilly start, too. Only 31. We're heading to 40 for a high today. It is 31 now.
Happy holidays. Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
And here's Tracy.
You know, guys, we were walking the dogs yesterday and seeing, you know, some neighbors down the street, like on the other end of the neighborhood that we don't know very well. Two huge, huge boxes sitting on the porch. You know, it's Christmas time. There are deliveries. And I went, oh, gosh, I wish I knew them to actually just keep those for them till they got home from work, because they'd been there for a little while. And that's a danger this time of year, you know? I mean, they're porch pirates. We've all seen the Ring cameras where somebody comes up and steals that stuff. So this also struck me when I saw this on social media. Today's Tell Me Something Good. A huge shout out to Avenue Automotive in River Park. Now you wonder, okay, no, where's the tie-in? Okay, just stay with me here for a second. They're doing the coolest thing for residents there. I saw them put out a message on yesterday through social media that says, for River Park residents only, you can have your packages delivered to Avenue Automotive and not have to worry about them getting stolen from your mailbox or porch while you're away from your home. They said, just call them, let them know you're having something shipped to them. Then they're going to check the name and address on your driver's license or your state ID to claim the packages during their regular business hours. So they said, get your shopping done early, relax, and enjoy the holidays knowing your packages are safe. What amazing neighbors Avenue Automotive are, right? I mean, I just thought that was the coolest thing. What a neat idea. This same business actually does they have a pasta sauce that the owner hands out to folks who might need a meal or want a meal. And but I just thought, what a neat little thing that they can do, that they've taken on to just help people not have to worry so much about the porch pirates.
You know, it's only going to turn back and for them, probably more business out of it, too.
Absolutely, because you know what? You know, people, that resonates with people, that they care.
Which obviously isn't the goal overall. It's to make sure that, you know, people get what they're supposed to be getting. So
it's
really
absolutely
great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good. Excellent. Thanks, Tracy.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
Tracy, what do you have for us today?
Hey, do you ever have a tough time buying a Christmas gift for your, you know, spouse, significant other? I know I do.
Yeah, it's not fun, that's for sure.
You guys must not.
My husband
asked me actually for some ideas the other night. You don't, Steve? You're usually pretty on it.
We're kind of at that stage where, what do you want? Okay, just go buy it, and or what little. It's more about getting the kids something crazy. Or
yes, I agree. It's tough. And my husband asked me the other night for some ideas, and I can say with certainty that I do not want what Carrie Underwood is asking for. Or was asking for. She already got it. She wanted a cow for Christmas. And her man delivered. her hubby Mike Fisher took to his Instagram story on Thursday to reveal two pictures of the process to get her her present. He's now trying his hand as a cattle rancher. He shared in a video that it was actually Carrie who definitely wanted to expand their fur family. And he said, Merry Christmas, baby. Well, speaking of Christmas, there's Christmas music. And then there's Christmas music. Talk about a dream collaboration. The Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey, has teamed up with Ariana Grande and Jennifer Hudson on the song Oh Santa. Both of those powerhouse singers have long professed their admiration for Mariah's talent and say they grew up listening to her hits. Together, all of those ladies are out of this world. Mariah Carey's magical Christmas special arrives on December 4th. Well, Mariah Carey also moving into the cookie world. She is teaming up with Virtual Dining Concepts and created Mariah's Cookies. The cookies will be available for delivery in 30 cities starting today, and then you're going to be able to buy them year-round. Restaurants are going to be able to buy a license to sell them. They'll bake them fresh locally and make the treats available on third-party delivery apps. Well, Wendy Williams, the movie, is coming to the big screen. Man, her life has been quite the drama that...
Wait, I know the title.
...that you can't look away from the last few years.
I know the title,
what is
guys.
It?
It's How You Doing.
That's it. That's all it's called, is How You Doing.
Yes.
America. How You Doing, America.
Well, we got to see how Wendy went from talk show shock jock to media icon. Of course, lots of drama along the way. Williams actually executive produced the movie, and Ciara Payton stars as Wendy. The film debuts on Lifetime on January 30th. Well, Jennifer Lopez has made a surprising admission that she has never used Botox. The global superstar is known for just, oh gosh, being gorgeous, ageless, you name it. She says there's no major tonic. She simply credits using sunscreen and olive oil on the advice of her mother, the 50-year-old. Yes, you know what? And I've heard that. I'm big on sunscreen, and I have been for many years.
Yeah.
But I can't say that I've ever put olive oil on my skin, but I've heard about that. I'm telling you now, I might have to bathe in it. But J-Lo says she won't rule out the procedure one day. But for now, she's good without it. And of course, she's getting ready to launch her first ever beauty line, J-Lo Beauty.
Can I make an admission at this moment, too?
You have, haven't you?
No, I was going to say I haven't either, you know?
You know, I don't know. I'm Italian, so maybe that's just...
Well, I am, so yeah. No, yeah, I'm lucky. Yeah, I'm lucky. All right, sorry,
well,
Tracy.
I have. So we'll just put that out there. Okay?
All right.
Oh, man. All right. Celebrating a birthday today. Orlando. Oh, I was going to say Orlando Bloom.
Mark Orlando?
I don't know if you're going to know this one. No, Orlando Brown. Orlando Brown.
I don't know who he is.
That's not.
This isn't an easy one. Sorry about that.
Oh, see, now that... Usually, Marco, when we play this game, she'll be like, oh, boy, the birthdays. And then we know it's coming. This was, we're totally blindsided.
Yeah, no
here.
Kidding. I'll just guess and say 45.
53.
33.
Okay.
He's an actor. He's Eddie from That's So Raven.
Oh, okay.
All right, so let's try Jeff Bridges. Yeah. You know Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, yeah.
Steve, course. Go ahead first.
Jeff Bridges is... 58.
I'll say 63.
71.
Whoa.
He's that old.
He really like us.
Yes.
I guess, yeah.
And Marissa Tomei.
Let me guess. 53.
Yeah, I can't do 60 because I just... a little part of my adolescence would die inside of me if I made her that old. 57.
Brad, good guess. She is 56 today.
Good job. Right.
That's it.
All right. Well, we did fairly well today, I guess, didn't we, guys?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. We're all right.
Merry Christmas. 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right, guys. What do we got today?
Another winter weather hack. You know, it's not getting any warmer out there.
No.
I don't know if you're aware of that or not. But it will at one point in time. So this winter, as I wait for my phone to load, and you're sitting in a room, say, like, you know, I'm pretty sure this is not the only one. Like, our thermostat's in the front of the house. So, like, the front of the house is a little warmer, and then the back of the house is cooler because, obviously, it doesn't think it's that cold back there.
Right.
But you can make your own little do-it-yourself heater, we'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
You take some tea light, right? You know, the little circle lights.
Okay.
Or candles. Right, right. Candles, yep. Tea lights. And you need a terracotta pot, clay pot. You elevate the pot with, like, some bricks. This picture has, like, little ceramic tiles. So it's elevated, oh, I don't know, 3 inches off the ground. And you slide the tea lights underneath the terracotta pot.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll act like basically like a baseboard heater.
Huh.
Because it'll heat up that pot, and then it'll radiate.
Wow.
Now, like I said, it's not, if you have small kids, pets, things like that, it's probably not the most ideal. But it is a way if you're trying to, maybe you have like a three seasons room and you don't want to have a space heater going all the time. You want to sit out there and, you know, watch the snowfall. You can use this setup.
How about that?
That's nice. Well, I'm going to have a series of baking hacks because we're probably all turning our sights to baking for the holidays.
Well, you guys are. I'm not a good cook. So
no.
Steve does great.
So we
I'm
need
sure
to do I, some. We need to do some baking for you, Mark.
Yeah, yeah. Well, teach me how.
No baking, I'm bad. Ask Meg about my Rice Krispie treats.
Okay.
Oh, so baking's not your thing.
No, I can cook. I can grill.
Well, I thought this one was so good. We make these ginger snap cookies that are just out of this world, and one of the ingredients is molasses, and it just wants to, you know, you put that in a measuring cup, and it's so sticky. Same thing if you use honey or maple syrup, peanut butter even. You know, there are so many ingredients that it's just, you just dread using it because then you know the cleanup is awful. So I thought this one was brilliant. To use those kind of ingredients and to be able to get them out of your measuring cups easily, you use olive oil. Again, we were talking earlier about Jennifer Lopez using it on her face.
Yeah.
But you just coat the, the measuring cup with a little bit of olive oil. You can also just even use a paper towel that's been moistened with olive oil. You wipe around that measuring cup or measuring spoon, and boom, those sticky ingredients slide right out.
Huh.
Isn't that a good one?
Yeah,
because I tell you, we have Meg makes homemade peanut butter, and the kids like to have it in these little like dishes.
Right.
But of course, trying to get those clean after that's had peanut butter in it. It's
absolutely.
Soak them in hot water, and then you end up.
So put a little olive oil on a paper towel and wipe the inside of that dish in before you
and
put it in there.
Done. I'm gonna try that.
Yeah, great idea. All right, so mine might help a lot of people out because obviously a lot of us are worn out right now. Issues with sleeping, and it could be from just the stress of COVID. It could be because it's Christmas time, and you're out shopping and all that. Well, if you have trouble sleeping, there's a new study showing that looking at photos of other people sleeping will actually help you get to sleep quicker.
Well, you said photos, right? Don't go look at like your neighbors.
No.
That would be weird.
Stare at people.
Don't do that.
What are you doing? I'm trying to fall asleep. Just let me
just sit still. This apparently triggers a response in your brain that tricks your brain into thinking you're more tired than you really are.
That's a good one. I'll try.
I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
It does make sense. I don't know. I have so many problems with sleeping. I found very little that works. So I'll try it. I'll try anything.
All right. These are great today. Can't wait till Monday to see what we come up with as well.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
And it's 7:53. It is time for Go Figure, and here is Steve.
I'm here. Don't worry.
That's okay. You know, I was thinking you can only get better from yesterday because the guy throwing the banana at his girlfriend, that just...
No, this is actually way better.
Okay.
Some criminals are just not smart. But that doesn't mean all of them are not smart. There are smart criminals out there, of course. And others have incredibly bad luck. This 33-year-old man named Nathan Coleman of Florida, of course, is the latter. He has terrible luck. He pulled off what seemed to be like one of the most successful home robberies of his storied career, we'll call it. He made off with thousands of dollars worth of jewelry, but then was doomed because the stars aligned for him to just have terrible luck. So takes this jewelry, right, and brings it to the 200 block of West Main Street in that Florida town. And according to the Naples Daily News, he started showing the manager, look, what can I get for this? I just need it sold. A bad breakup, whatever. He gave her a story. And then right. She gets a little suspicious. Because you know what? It looks just like her own jewelry collection. Now, unaware at the time that her home has even been robbed or broken into earlier that day, she calls her husband. She remained calm on the phone, didn't tip him off at all. Husband calls the police and shows up at the store with the cops. Wow. They arrive at the store at the same time, and he was arrested. How bad of a... It's not even a bad thief. It's just bad luck. Can you imagine going in there and being like, right, I just got to get... You know, I don't even care if I get a couple hundred bucks for this. It's more than I had. And as... But then think of the flip side. The woman. How do you remain calm when he just keeps pulling out these jewelry pieces that you're going, well, I have one of those. Well, that was my grandmother's, or this is mine. I like that. I like it because it looks just like the one I had. Wait a minute. These are all mine.
Oh, my God.
He tried to pawn were actually the manager's own, confirming everything. The husband said that. Said the back door was forced open, showed the cops the picture, and, well, he is, needless to say, not going to be robbing anything for a while.
No, and on his way to divorce court probably soon, too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, 7:55.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. Sunny, 101.5. It's time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
Here's the best part, too, is that Jack's not here, so I get to play the female role today, apparently. Is that the case?
Tracy has me being the female, but I don't care.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I have Steve playing the female because he's so good at it. And I'm even taking on a role. And, this is going to be really funny for me because I usually never get involved. I just get to laugh at everyone.
Your last line is fantastic.
It's just, yes, exactly. We'll see how I do. So I guess we should just say that, you know, this isn't exactly a chick flick, but it's a true Christmas classic that we all know and love.
Absolutely.
All right. So are we all ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, all right. Okay, ready? Action.
All right. It's got to be all warm and snug inside for those Christmas flowers to grow so beautiful. Let's go in.
Oh, but you will melt.
Just a little. I'll only stay inside for a minute. Besides, I've been meaning to take off a little weight anyway. Whew. Stay in here much longer and I'll really make a splash in the world.
Now I've got you. And the minute you're all melted, the hat will be mine.
So, what is this show? That was brilliant. What movie? Well, sort of. Any idea?
What scene?
236-1015, 236-1015. We have for you a $25 certificate to Barnaby's of Mishawaka. Plus, we'll send you out to see Shipshawana's Lights of Joy. You got to, for you and a friend to check out. It's really cool. Caller number 10. We'll take that right now. 236-1015. And good luck.
More Christmas music is coming up next on Sunny 101.5. Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.